You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Jamie Kennedy, everybody's got his new album coming out in a couple hours. I was going back on IMDb, and Boogie Nights was listed. Is that correct? Because it says the scenes were deleted.
That was a while ago, yeah. The scenes were deleted.
But you were in the movie. You filmed some stuff for the movie, and they just cut them out.
Yes. I had a scene with Heather Graham. Wow. I jacked off.
Nice!
And that was it? That was your big role?
Yeah. I jacked off in front of her.
Why not? I do the same.
Because they had enough jack off in the movie. They didn't need, I guess.
Are you just fucking with us, or is that right?
I'm 100%. It's on my thing.
Is it?
So why would I have scenes deleted? What do you think the movie was about? Knitting?
No,
no,
what?
The movie was about sex. I jacked off.
Yeah, okay, and they cut it out.
Did you know how many sex scenes they filmed? Come on.
It could have been about knitting. You never know.
I could have been.
Fucking jacked off in front of Heather Graham, and then she didn't. I guess they didn't like the scene. It was a jack off scene. She picked up three guys in one scene, and three different times in the limo with Burt Reynolds, and I was one of the guys. And I jack off, and then I come, and I guess they didn't like it. Whatever. Screw Heather.
That's right, man. Fuck her.
You were that frat boy. You were supposed to be that frat boy that was in that the limo scene of Boogie Nights.
Then another guy was that.
Oh, you see?
I was another one.
Ah, very interesting.
Look at this.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? That's something to be proud of, I think, because that's a legendary movie right there. Even though you were cut out of it, I think that's something.
Screw that. I've been in way better movies. Son of the Mask, way better than Boogie Nights. I jacked off in Son of the Mask, too.
Jamie's gonna jack it
out.
With the baby.
Did that one make the film? That one made the film, right? I didn't see that one.
It should have. It would have made more money if I did that.
Ouch!
Do you know what I hate about MySpace?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that the welcome pictures for a lot of girls is like girls with like a thong up their ass.
Yeah.
And they're like licking their left tit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're like name is like, you know, Gina's butt or whatever. And then like you write them and like, hi, would you like to meet for coffee sometime? And they write back, you fucking pervert. Yeah. You think you're just gonna get some fucking pussy? You think I'm gonna fuck you? Why?
Yeah. Jamie knows how they roll those fucking cunts on MySpace.
Dude, I don't know if it's...
I hate it.
Whores.
Jamie, I don't know if it's your people that are going on the MySpace, but every time I log on, because you're in our top 8 because you were coming on the show, and it seems like you're on there 24/7. Is that you?
I have about 4 people that work it for me.
Ah, so you didn't...
But I go on it, too.
The search for whores.
Because I go and, like, check... I mean, I go and check numbers, how many plays we've had. But also, I mean, look at girls. I mean, who doesn't?
Nice.
Man. I love trolling MySpace. That's the...
Yeah, you do.
Late at night,
fucking,
you know?
Pervert, man.
That's how
late at night, troll.
Not to go back to the porn star thing, but that's how I find out about my new porn stars.
All right.
And I go out and then I go buy their movies or download some
shit.
You
jerk off to MySpace pictures, you fucking weirdo.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
I saw a blog today that said you were having me and Henry Cho on.
That's right.
Yo, Henry Cho dicked us, man.
Well, no, some dude just called just while we were talking to Jamie. It might have been him, potentially.
He dicked you?
Well, we don't know 100%. Someone just called while we were just speaking to you, but I couldn't take the call, obviously, because we're talking to
Jamie
you.
Jamie Kennedy did not dick you.
That's right. That's Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
And the new album blowing up, everybody.
He does not dick Lunatic. Jamie Kennedy was jerked off in Boogie Nights, but he does not dick you.
Right. Oh, I wish you would have said lunaticradio.com right there. That would have been perfect. Just trying to get drops off of Jamie Kennedy.
We're trying to see.
Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Like that.
There it is.
I love Jamie Kennedy. I'm a new fan now. I'm all over.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. Come on. I don't know who you all got right next to you. Maybe you can figure that out.
I gotta go back to work, though.
All right,
you guys. I love talking to you guys. Call me. Let's talk some more.
Yeah. All right, man. Jamie Kennedy, the new album Blowing Up coming out tomorrow. Everybody in stores
tomorrow. If you want to laugh too, go buy my DVD, my stand-up DVD on Wash. But you know, you guys MySpace me anytime you want, and I'll come back on for sure.
Totally, all right, man. Good talking to you, Jamie. Best luck with everything you got going on.
I appreciate it, guys, and big ups to New York City.
He's going to forget about us by the time he gets off the phone. Watch.
Go bang some more chicks.
We're nothing. We're
going to... Hold on, you had that Utah call already?
What?
I have to make a call to Utah. I got to go. Well, I'm kidding.
Awful.
Oh. Jamie Kennedy.
I'll talk to you guys later. Lunatic Radio rules.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Jamie. Take
bye,
care
guys.
Of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Jamie Kennedy on the LunaticRadio.com show.